This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been looking at what goes into being ready for that day, which could be any day or crisis, or more specifically, the day of the Lord. Let me review what goes into being ready. We need to be delivered from attachment to symbols of success like magnificent buildings or popularity of programs, even if they represent the Lord. The important focus here is attachment to anything other than the Lord. We need to be guided and inspired by God's Word. We need to undergird all we are and do with prayer for ourselves and for one another. We need to be watchful of all that is taking place around us and process our perceptions through the grid of God's Word. We will not be able to do these things if we are not saved and indwelt by the Holy Spirit. We need to persevere or stand firm to the end. We need to actively engage in seeing that the gospel of the kingdom is preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations in anticipation of that day. We need to recognize the talents or gifts God has given us and with diligence utilize them in carrying out God's plan for our lives. And we need to look for ways to minister to Jesus Christ by feeding the hungry, giving a drink to the thirsty, inviting the stranger into our lives and circle of friends, clothing those who need clothes, looking after the sick and visiting those in prison. These activities should come naturally, and if they don't, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with divine love so that we will be compelled to do them. If these characteristics are evident in our lives, we will be ready for that glorious day.